Welcome to Mind Over Matter with Heather Hakes, where mindset is everything. I share stories of insight, personal experience, ways in which I and others have overcome obstacles, and the importance of perseverance. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to episode number 98. This week, we're talking all about making New Year results, not resolutions. As the saying goes, it's a new year, new you, right? Wrong. The reason so many resolutions don't work is because people, although having good intentions, don't set themselves up for success. Do you know that the latest statistics state that nearly 90% of people fail with New Year's resolutions? And do you want to know why? The reason is people set out for these big, monstrous goals. They're way too vague. There's no action plan, likely no accountability, and then they give up when they don't see results in a day or a week, or maybe they even give it a couple weeks. One of the biggest New Year's resolutions for most people is to get fit, to get more active, to get healthier. But think about it. If you have a goal for 2019 to, let's say, lose 60 pounds, you didn't gain 60 pounds in a day, and you're sure as hell not going to lose 60 pounds overnight. The key with any resolution, whether it's to get more fit, maybe it's run a 5K, to get a new job, to get in a relationship, to lose those pounds, to make more money, whatever the scenario may be, you need to write it down and you know, write the exact amount of money. Do you want to make 100 grand this year? Do you want to lose 60 pounds? But pick a specific date. Maybe is it by December 31st? Maybe do you want to run a 5K? Well, when is the next 5K? You need to sign up for that race. I have found for me personally, when I set a goal, and for me, I'm all about writing it down. 2018 was my year of bucket list adventures, and I literally printed out a map of the world. I pinpointed the destinations I wanted to see, and then I got really specific. I actually broke it down into quarters. So the first quarter, I wanted to check out these places. The second quarter, I wanted to travel to Europe. By the fourth quarter in December, I literally wrote it on my calendar that I was going to Australia. And guess what? Every single one of my destinations that I set out for in 2018 happened. I found ridiculously cheap flight deals. I found other people wanting to go to those destinations or maybe hosting retreats. The point is, I got super specific and I wrote them down and they had to manifest. I want 2019 to be your best year yet. And I have set out to be a great example of that, and most importantly, to provide results coaching for those seeking accountability. They're ready to get a fire lit under their ass, and that they want results and they want to stop just talking about them. I have found success for myself by having coaches, and I've had various coaches. I've had business coaches, I've had wealth and mindset coaching, I've had kind of lifestyle coaching. And guess what? Even the big gurus, Tony Robbins himself, even he has a coach. Think about the best athletes of all time, right? LeBron James, they know it. It's about practice, practice, practice. You don't just wake up and run a marathon. You don't just wake up and have lost those 60 pounds. You don't just wake up and have met that soulmate laying next to you. And on that note, when it comes to relationships, maybe you're in one that you're not totally digging, or you want to be in one. How clear and specific are you in that partner? Not only their physical traits, which are only semi-important, but how do they make you feel? What are the things you do? When you can get in the state, literally, when I could sit back, I wrote all my travels out, saw the map in front of me, and then I played on Pinterest and looked at each city or country to be like, well, what would I do there? When I'm in France, what will I do? I'm going to see the Eiffel Tower. So then I saw pictures of the Eiffel Tower. When I'm in Greece, what will I do? Of course, I'm going to Santorini and I want to experience the sunset in Ia. You have to get that specific. You have to feel it. You have to believe it. And I promise you, it will come. I believe the key in all of this, there is no one size fits all. There is no one way to make your resolutions a reality. But the one thing that is clear, you must take action. And so the adventure begins. Cheers to 2019 and making this your best year yet. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode. To connect with me further, you can find me on Facebook, Heather Hakes. I am also on Instagram as heather.hakes. And I even have a YouTube channel. Guess what? Heather Hakes. I'll catch you on the next episode.